All right, welcome to week 26 of the Helped podcast, and here's Matt with announcements.
Every week with the announcements. We don't have any announcements. We skipped last week because we don't have any announcements. I regret coming back already. Yes, this is week 26, episode 25. We've got no announcements. I'm sorry. This week, we're going to talk about tools and connectedness. So we brought in a new piece of software for our team. That software, it was worse, I would say, than its competition. But it had one feature that really made it a no-brainer, and that was the way it integrated with other users on the same software. And that got us thinking a lot about not just tools, but the value of integration in those tools. Everything is everywhere all at once right now.
Love that movie.
Businesses need to think of their tools like roads. If you have the most perfect, well-kept road out in the middle of nowhere, it leads from nowhere to nowhere, it's useless. Instead, we look at our tools as on-ramps. So today, we're going to look at some of those tools through the lens of one of our key customer bases, MSPs. Now, every MSP has a stack of software and services. Which of those, David, is the most important?
Ooh, me. Well, I would say, without question, it's documentation. It comes down to the fact that a lot of the things that we're doing are repeated things. And a lot of the things that we're doing require some prior knowledge, whether it's a password or a URL or a software or something that we need to know to apply to the issue. And without the documentation, without having it somewhere, we wouldn't know what to do.
All right. So documentation seems like it kind of just tells you what to do, but that's just static. What about when there's new stuff coming up every day? Somebody's calling in, somebody's emailing, there's issues coming up all the time. Does the documentation tool work for that?
No, not necessarily. So I think at that point, when it's more than just one person, you really have to manage the toe-stepping, as I call it. And the best way to do that is with something like a PSA or a ticketing system, something that allows your desk to intake the support requests and assign them out and make it so that the people that are working those requests don't work in tandem on the same request and become very inefficient because, you know, somebody could have been working on something else, but instead they were both working on the same thing, likely to the same result, and losing time.
All right. And what else then is key to an MSP tech stack?
Whew. Well, it's 2023, and I can, while I'm sitting here 10 miles away from home, remote into my computer and start playing music for the cat. Remote monitoring is one of the biggest things that we're seeing these days in the way of really managing what our customer base is doing and providing that additional support. You know, on a regular basis, we get calls that say, hey, you know, my computer looks funny. Okay, cool. Let me see. You know, that's something that we weren't able to do, 10 years ago? I don't know, you know, whatever it was. Splashtop came out a while back. But RMM, most important when it comes to getting on the computer, seeing what's going on, and helping with the issue.
Gotcha. So back to the more important topics. What kind of music does your cat like?
Jazz.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Not acid jazz, but like nice smooth jazz.
Some bebop.
Yeah. Wait, what?
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 Ask your cat.
All right.
All right. So now we're not an MSP. What do those mean to us? Do we have documentation? Do we have a PSA? What does our tech stack look like?
Our tech stack looks like a can of beans. It's everything all at once. Wait, did you say that earlier?
You got to find another Oscar-nominated movie to reference.
All right.
Oscar-winning? Did it win Best Picture?
So we have so many tools, it gives us whiplash.
Much better.
All right, thanks. So we have so many tools, it gives us whiplash. And really, you know, in the best way possible. Because our MSP customers are using, you know, multiple different versions of these three tools that we just talked about, we need to have an awareness and a very strong understanding of all of those tools so that we can do everything that our clients do, but do it on their behalf. And so right now, you know, I think we're unique in that, you know, instead of having one RMM or one PSA or one, you know, documentation system, we've got multiple of each.
Yeah, I know there are some businesses that really force their stack onto their clients, and we don't do that. We want to be everything to everyone. So that's it for the shilling, though.
Wasn't even that bad. I could have gone into the fact that our main focus is to be fully integrated with you so that we could white label and partner with you as an MSP so that we can give the exact service that you want to provide to your customers.
Okay, so go into that then.
Oh, well, that's all I had. I was being like super demonstrative.
All right. Well, let's get to the tech support horror story for the week then.
So we had a call come in. It was this week. And the caller called and said, "Help me out. My computer is going haywire. Nothing's working. I'm seeing the same character pop up on my screen. It's freaking me out." And so, you know, our first thing that the techs do is go into, you know, our documentation system, try to look at the configuration, maybe click into the RMM, start doing some of those preliminary steps to kind of see what's going on. You know, like I mentioned earlier, we can remote right in and see all of this happening in real time. Before that happened, this tech that took the call was quite savvy and said something like, can you confirm that there's no obstructions in front of you on your desktop, and not your desktop as in the computer, but literally your desk and in front of you?" And the caller said, "No, I don't see anything. I don't know what you're talking about." And they said, okay, fine. We'll rule that out. But can you go back into your system and approve this connection request using this remote monitoring tool?" And as they went to do that, they said, "Oh, I just put my browser into the URL and it started doing the F key over and over and over again." So the agent said, are you sure that there's nothing maybe leaning on your keyboard?" Lo and behold, that's exactly what was going on. They had their laptop on a riser above their keyboard, but they didn't realize that their laptop had one of the buttons depressed.
Awesome. F key kind of like right in the middle there too.
Yeah, I'm wondering how they did that. You know, maybe it was like a little light or some other like articulating thing that came over.
Oh. Regardless, it sounds like a horror story, but with a happy ending.
Oh, yeah. Vroom, vroom.
Get your mind out of the gutter.